Are you a woman who wants a thriving professional and family life? Do things look good to you on paper, but really aren't working out? Have you hit a plateau and are trying to figure out your next? Are you even ready for the next chapter of your life, but don't know where to start? Perhaps it's time to uplevel your career. Well, Women Boldly Living Podcast is here to help you design your ideal life. The purpose of the Women Boldly Living Podcast is to celebrate working moms and professional women age 40 and over who have decided that it's not too late and they're not too old to live out their goals and their dreams. I'm your host, Valerie Astrid Brown, and working mother strategist. As a former stay-at-home mom that has now returned to work, I know all too well the struggles of juggling family, work, and self. There's a quote by George Eliot that says, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." That quote really resonates with me because, you see, I have what is known as Irish twins, two daughters who are 14 months apart, and I dedicated my life to making sure that they were okay. The way I did that was by being a stay-at-home mom for nearly 15 years. Being a stay-at-home mom gave me the ability to be there for them and support them and help them with school and just basically love on them as I wanted to, since I know that family is my first ministry. But what I realized is that over the years that I was taking care of my family, but I also needed to take care of myself. I was thinking about going back into the workforce and wanted to launch a new career, but always put my family first. Then I found myself where I felt like I had to because we'd relocated to the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and the cost of living was astronomical. So after almost 15 years of being a stay-at-home mom, I was considering going back into corporate America. Let me tell you, I had all kinds of fear. Fear of if I'd find a job, if I was too old, if I'd get a competitive salary, the changes in technology, all of these things, you name it, I had all types of fear about it. But despite the fear, I put myself out there. I had to talk to quite a few people before landing a job as a management consultant. But I was grateful. But let me tell you something. Once I landed that job, I started to discover some other things. For one, I found that it was hard to integrate work with family. I was juggling everything. Also, what I realized is that a part of me wanted more. I wanted to be there for my family, although I was very grateful to be able to take care of them financially and grateful for the job, but I wanted to be at home more. There was a burning desire for work-life integration, a desire to create a legacy and make a lasting impact. I came up with this wild idea from being around colleagues in the management consulting field and realizing that many of them had advanced education, certifications. I had the idea that I wanted to go back to school. Here I was, middle-aged, and making the decision to get my master's degree. Realizing that I'd be in the classroom with younger students, literally, that was so much younger than me. I mean, they could have been my children. But it was something that I wanted to do. I remember making the decision to get the master's. I was juggling my daughters, my husband, my career, and it was one of the most difficult things that I'd ever done. But when I look back, I'm very grateful for this because I realized for years that I was saying yes to a lot of people and things, but not saying yes to myself. Finally, today, I can say that I'm saying yes to me. I got that master's degree in management and leadership. And I also made a transition to another job. The reason why I share this with you is because I know as working moms and professional women, career women, you're constantly taking care of everyone else and always putting other people's needs before yours. You're wearing a lot of hats. There's probably something you want to do and you're saying to yourself, I'm too old, I don't have the money, what if it doesn't work out, I'm overwhelmed already, this isn't going to happen for me. But I want to remind you of the famous quote by the journalist George Eliot that says, it's never too late to be what you might have been. I encourage you to get off the sidelines and start going after your goals and dreams. Look out for my Thriving Mama group coach program coming up in May. I'm so excited to bring this to my audience. And also, I'm excited about the Women Boldly Living podcast because I am going to be covering some hot issues such as navigating major life changes, designing your ideal life, winning in marriage, the emptiness syndrome, and even sex in midlife. Join me for the podcast each and every Monday for Women Boldly Living at 7 o'clock p.m. See you there.